tell their own story. So you can see it on the tape, the way they fly around. You know, I know these guys, you know, Fletcher Cox and all the other great players that they have. They got a lot of them. And it's going to be a challenge. And I try to talk to the guys about that. But I don't rely on what happened in the past in Washington for this defense, because it's a totally different coordinator and they have a totally different mindset. So, you know, I look forward to getting out there and playing against these guys, because I know it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, we're going to go out there and be ready for that challenge.
In what ways are you a smarter quarterback or a different quarterback than the first time around?
You know, I just feel like, you know, I learned from all my mistakes in the league, and, you know, just playing in this league and knowing how to get things done, it's very helpful. So it allows you to go out and make smart decisions, protect yourself, and, you know, be available and help your team win.
Robert, you last season, in about half a season of playing, you got sacked, I think it was 33 times. What would you attribute that to?
You know, just not getting the ball out. So, you know, I really focused on making sure, you know, you get the ball out, protect your linemen, protect your team, don't get a negative down in distances, and everything else will take care of itself.
Hey, Robert, you spoke about protecting yourself. That's something Carson's obviously learning about now. He likes to run. He's taking a lot of hits. How hard is that for a quarterback who moves around to know when to get down and or when to get out of bounds?
Yeah, I mean, it just comes with experience, you know, getting down and getting out of bounds and what they call living for the next play or calling uncle. It's just something that comes with experience. And, you know, I was a rookie once, too, and I tried to run over linebackers and safeties as well. So I know how that feels. And it's just something that, you know, as a quarterback, you have to be available for your team.
Robert, I know when you were in Washington, there were times where the staff, they were doing things to tweak your mechanics, and you had to continue to maintain those mechanics but also read the plays and still play fast. That's something that's happening here with Carson Wentz. How did you go about making that adjustment and still excelling the way you did your first year?
You just got to make sure everything that that the coaches are asking you to do, that one, you buy into, and you make that your habit. You know, when the pressure's on, guys revert back to their habits, and you have to make sure that you train yourself so diligently that your habits are what you've been training, not what you did before. And I think that's a big point.
You talked about, you said the highest highs and the lowest lows, talking about earlier in your career. How do you think that shaped you as far as, I mean, you really did have some a wild range of experiences there. You know, how did you get through it, and how did that shape who you are now?
No, I think I got through it with my faith, the people that I leaned on. You know, my teammates there in Washington, they were awesome for me. So I just made sure I, you know, stay focused, didn't give up, because the people who don't give up in life are the ones who make it. And it doesn't matter how many times somebody tells you no, or you can, or you won't. It's about what you say. And if you say, I will, I shall, because you got the right people in your corner and you have the right faith in the man upstairs, you can do it.